Hi, everyone. I'm Merle Reese, and welcome to Old School All 22. Mike Quick with me, as he is every week in the broadcast booth, thinking about a play in the NFC Championship game. Eagles and the Atlanta Falcons, January 23rd, 2005. Saturday had so much snow that my wife Cindy and I moved into a hotel in town to make certain we could make it to the stadium the next day, which we did, of course. And I still remember one of the most ferocious hits I have ever seen.
Well, this is a game that just went back and forth, and Brian Dawkins was always known for signature hits. I think about one on Michael Vick. I think about several hits throughout his career, but I always go back to the hit on the tight end Algie Crumpler because I think it was heard throughout the stadium. Late in the first half, with the Eagles up 14-3, the Falcons were driving and looking to get on the scoreboard before halftime. On first and 10, Michael Vick and the Atlanta offense are running a three vertical concept with three vertical routes down the field. At the snap, Vick does a great job of pumping to his right, moving Brian Dawkins to the opposite hash mark. By throwing the pump fake, Vick should have plenty of space to fit the ball in to Algie Crumpler. And with potential room to run, this could even be an Atlanta touchdown. But look at the reaction by Dawkins, who immediately recognizes the play and torpedoes towards Crumpler like a heat-seeking missile. Crumpler holds onto the ball, but the hit helps to set the tone for an aggressive Eagles defense for the rest of the afternoon, and the Eagles march to victory.
It was a great moment for Brian Dawkins, but I can't say it was the most iconic play, watching Crumpler crumble.
Yeah.
But there were so many. I mean, there was an interception that preserved a game against Carolina
right. On
a Monday night game. There were so many. You just think of Brian Dawkins and some of the hits that he made against the New York Giants, one with Ike Hilliard, where neither man got right. Up from the field.
You know, I think about one where Dawkins was just completely stretched out, just diving over people to get to a quarterback, to get a quarterback sack. But like you said, there are so many moments that you can relive of Brian Dawkins throughout his career.